time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal, something we do every Friday. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
The owner of Raley's this week announced plans to open a new grocery store called Market 515 on R Street. What's different about this concept?
It's basically taking inspiration from the farmer's market atmosphere, and it will emphasize a lot of specialty, healthy, organic products, but in an approachable atmosphere. At least that's what officials are saying at this point. One stands for organic, nutrition, and education, while Five in the store's name stands for the five senses and the five essential nutrients. This store will fill a portion of the former California office furniture property on R Street, and it is expected to open in spring 2017.
So is this like a new version of Raley's?
The grocer is not framing it that way. Michael Teal, who owns Raley's, will own this new store, but officials are saying that Michael Teal will own it as a separate brand, its own company, and it will operate independently of Raley's. Now, that said, it's worth noting that Raley's, even though it will be separate from this concept, has significantly increased its focus on a healthy lifestyle. We see that the West Sacramento-based grocer is adding more natural and organic products to its shelves.
What does this mean for the local grocery landscape?
CFY Development closed escrow on the California office furniture property last year, and Ali Yosefi of CFY says he wanted a grocery store there from the beginning. He thinks this will fill a void in the R Street neighborhood, and that's where Yosefi also developed the Warehouse Artist Lofts.
Entrepreneurs looking to start a brewery have a new reason to consider Elk Grove. The city is offering grants for brewery, winery, and cidery startups. Is this program working?
Well, it's probably too early to say. The city announced this week that it handed out its first economic development grant under the program, which went to Flatland Brewing Company. Basically, this is a way for the city to jumpstart small businesses that could bring more people to Elk Grove and create jobs as well. These grants are designed to provide startup capital and defray some permitting costs.
How much money can brewers expect to get?
Flatland got $5,000. Now, officials are not dealing with an unlimited budget here, but they say that they do want to attract businesses that could bring more people and, of course, jobs to Elk Grove. We've seen that the city's brewery scene is growing. Other new breweries are in the works in Elk Grove, such as Dreaming Dog Brewery, which is basically about a 6,500-square-foot project that's expected to open next year, and the owners say that this new brewery will cost north of $500,000. So that's another one to watch there.
A new luxury movie theater is getting closer to opening in Folsom. How will this compare to the standard movie experience?
This new theater that we announced a little while back is called Palladio Lux Cinema. It's in Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone, and it's geared toward adults. What's kind of interesting here is that it will be open to all ages until 6 p.m., and then after that, it will become a 21 and older venue. There will be beer and wine on tap and food as well. Guests will be able to dine at their seats while watching those movies.
So will it be more expensive than traditional movie theaters?
We're going to have to wait and see. The business opens November 18th, and the operator says ticket prices are still being finalized at this point. The operator is Cinema West from Petaluma, and it's interesting because they already have a traditional 16-screen theater complex at Palladio. They have one other comparable venue to this new Lux concept that's somewhat similar. That's in Idaho, and it has some of the elements that we'll see at Lux.
We've heard a lot about movie theaters adding alcohol. Are these dine and drink concepts becoming the norm for theater operators?
Yes, it seems that that is the case. Basically, we see that current movie theaters have to compete with what you can get from just sitting on your comfortable couch and watching Netflix. Basically, Lux in Folsom will have luxury seating, as we see at a lot of theaters now. And because of the large comfortable chairs, each of the six auditoriums at this new Folsom business will accommodate between 35 and 50 people, so definitely a more intimate atmosphere than what we've seen in the past.
A local clothing designer with some well-known clients is expanding his business. What's in the works?
Maybe you've seen the R. Douglas showroom in downtown Sacramento, which is known for its custom-designed business suits. Now the designer is adding a Fresno showroom to the mix. President Ryan Douglas Hammond says he could eventually add other showrooms in California cities, but for the immediate future, that Fresno showroom is expected to open soon. Hammond's previously told us that the average price point point for a two-piece suit that he custom designs is about $1,000.
What's driving his expansion?
He says he's received a lot of client referrals since he serves a lot of the state's political leaders. His downtown showroom is near the state capitol, so this isn't too surprising. And he's also dressed a lot of well-known people in Sacramento, including Kings president Chris Granger and local artist David Garibaldi. He was even mentioned on the red carpet at last year's Grammy Awards. So this is interesting because it's easy to sort of dismiss Sacramento's fashion scene, but this is another sign that we do have fashion designers who are expanding and getting attention beyond the Sacramento area.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.